Scene 3, Second Creation. Victor.
Elizabeth, what are you doing in my laboratory? It's dangerous here. Please leave.
No, I'm worried, Victor. I haven't seen you since William's funeral.
I'm still mourning his death. Don't you understand that?
Of course I understand, but please, let me help you.
You can't be here. Leave before he comes back.
Before who comes back? Victor, what have you been doing in your laboratory? What is all this?
You wouldn't understand. The world isn't ready for him. He's alone, just like me.
You're not alone, Victor. I'm with you.
Please leave.
I'm not going to abandon you.
Please, Elizabeth.
You have your science and your experiments, and I have you. I won't give up on you, just as you don't give up on them. I'm your fiancé, and our love comes before science. Whatever you are doing in this laboratory, I won't let the gods punish you for it.
Elizabeth, my dear. She is right. I have lost sight of the reasons that drove me to the creation of my son. He deserves to feel the same kind of love that Elizabeth gives me. I'm going to create a female companion for my son. I need help. Follow me. Stand right here, next to the organ tank. We are going to create a companion for my son. Do you know the names of different body parts? What is this part called? Good. And this one? Excellent. When I ask for an organ, bring it to me as quickly as you can. Some of the body parts will be very easy to identify, but some might be more challenging. Are you ready? Liver. Heart. Kidney. Lungs. Brain. Perfect. The creation is complete. Thank you very much. Let's give them a big round of applause. The storm has returned. Tonight, a new soul will come into the world. Again! She is alive! She is alive! She is alive! She is alive!
When the two creations met in the laboratory, they instantly understood the purpose of their existence. For the first time in their short lives, they felt a new kind of love and joy. They were happy. But Victor soon realized he wasn't prepared for this. Witnessing their affection for each other filled him with terror at the thought of a world populated by creatures like them. A world populated by monsters. A few nights later, just as he had given her life, Victor took it away. The fire of the gods burning his heart.
No, I can't allow the world to be populated by monsters. By them. It's not natural. This has all been a mistake.
At that moment, Victor Frankenstein's monster broke all ties with his creator. They would never see each other as father and son again. They were now enemies at war, And wars always leave many victims.